right, Proverbs 29. We're almost through our 11th month. Proverbs every day. My name is DJ. Good to be with you guys. And yeah, more about some logistics towards the end of today. But yeah, first, let me pray for you. Father God, thank you so much for yet another day that we are able to gather virtually. Even though we're not in person, we can still have this little gathering and kind of time shifted. This is one of the miracles of the technologies we can have. And thank you that we can use this for your glory. So Father, we do ask this morning and just today that you grant us with your wisdom, that you grant us your understanding, that we might build our houses with knowledge. Father, we love you and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. It's time for Proverbs every day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book, reading a whole chapter each calendar day. Proverbs every day. Proverbs every day. Proverbs 29, reading from the Modern English Version. He who is often reproved, yet hardens his neck, will be suddenly destroyed, and that without remedy. Ouch. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. Whoever loves wisdom rejoices his father, but he who keeps company with harlots spends his substance. The king establishes the land by judgment, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. Flatters his neighbor, it is kind of... I wonder if that's more than just flattery. I could probably look this up and see, but there might be just more of like a showboating kind of a thing. I just think of the classic like 80s thing of, you know, bragging about the other person, you know, not having as good a car or, you know, not as good a lawn and that sort of thing. And, you know, I have to wonder if that's and when they're actually talking to them, it's more, oh man, love what you're doing with the yard. Oh man, your car is looking great. Man, you know, that kind of, when I say flattering, it's more of that kind of stuff, but you're two faced with that. So you're spreading a net for your feet. In other words, you're making it so you're spreading your own trap. Anyway, that's a digression. Verse 6. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare, but the righteous sing and rejoice. The righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked regards not to know it. Verse 8, scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. Sorry, I'm just reading that again. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. Yeah. I just, you know, I'm going to mark this green, just because sometimes I just need these reminders that it literally steals my sleep. Especially the last time that something like this happened, where I engaged where I shouldn't have engaged, you know, stood up for somebody that didn't need standing up for, or that, you know, I didn't need to stand up for it. Let's put it that way. Just because I, and I can explain this now too, that I have on the DISC scale, I am a CI, which is a assessor, but the C part is higher, which means that I'm all about being accurate. And when I see people posting things on social media, whatever, that are emotional responses without facts behind them, it drives me nuts, you know, on both sides of the aisle. And it's not a political thing in that regards. And so for me, when I saw that earlier, you know, I think this was about 2 months ago, maybe hopefully longer, but I said something. I was like, oh, I don't see that that's what this is. You know, can you show me that that's what it is? And the person was like, it's obviously that. What's wrong with you? You can't determine that. I'm like, yeah, I can determine what's right in front of me. And it's not that, you know, and I was just being honest. I was like, you know, I don't care one way or the other. I just am saying that, you know, that you're not doing anything to prove anything to me. You're just spouting words. And I didn't say that part, but, and just went from there, you know, and next thing you know, my character is being assaulted by somebody who I used to go to college with. Now, granted, he was a jerk then. He's a jerk now, obviously. But it was one of those things where it's just like, I could not sleep that night. You know, I was so just distraught with the whole thing. And at one point I was like, wait, why do I care about this? Wait, I wonder if I can just delete that whole entire comment thread. And found out, yeah, I can. So I deleted it. Oops, sorry. Deleted it. Whack. And went to sleep. Eventually. But that contending with a foolish man, in other words, or quarreling with a foolish man, doesn't matter what that looks like. There's no rest. It's just yeah. They're not going to stop being foolish, and they're not going to stop frustrating you. And so if you have a personality like I do, then yeah, you know that. By the way, if this is something that interests you, as far as like the whole personality things and things like that, there is a option that I have, and I haven't actually looked into this yet, but with the DISC assessment, this the thing we do with Maxwell, where there's a biblical reference to that, like we're relating biblically, if that's helpful to you. So that's something. If there's enough interest in that, I might look into that to offer that to folks. I haven't gone through the necessary trainings to be able to do that yet, but it just dawned on me that that might be something that's very interesting to people. So if it is, let me know. And it's something I could probably spin up pretty rapidly, actually. It's just a matter of right now. It's just a matter of just me kind of going through a quick little training and being prepared for it. And I can do things like that. But yeah, interesting little notion there, but message me if that's interesting to you. There's a link in the comments. You can actually connect with me on that if you're interested in that sort of thing. But let's move on here. Verse 10, the bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in until afterwards. If a ruler listens to lies, all his servants are wicked. Yeah. And this might be a weird translation thing too. It doesn't mean that they become wicked because he listens to lies. It's more like they're likely to be wicked people if he's listening to lies all the time. Another way to say that. But so it doesn't mean they become wicked because of, yeah. It's more like if a ruler listens to lies, then people that are truthful are not going to be very attractive in that regard. So that's a natural progression there. 13, the poor and the deceitful man have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. again, we misconstrue how justice works, and we think that it's somehow that we can break physics and break the way that the world works just for justice, you know. And this has been really bad lately. This has been really bad lately. And again, like I said a couple weeks ago, that we mistake justice for satisfaction. And in other words, we think that justice is there to serve us and to make it right for us. And that's not what justice is for, you know. And so when it comes to people behaving a certain way, you know, God doesn't just suddenly take the light away from the other people just because they're bad and deceitful. You know, the light still shines, you know, creation still is creation. And it's not for us to think that we have a corner on justice in that regards. So it's very important to remember that. Verse 14. The king who faithfully judges the poor, I can speech, his throne will be established forever. And judges is a word that we take as negative these days. But this would be more of leading the poor as much as anything else. And so it's not just simply a sitting on high and passing down what we say is judgment. It's very much of leading them towards and protecting them from, and, you know, all these different things that are involved there, not just simply just being quote unquote judgy, as we say. Yeah. Verse 15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame. Verse 16, when the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous will see their fall. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give you delight to your soul. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy is he who keeps the teaching. Very common part of that saying. Yeah. We need to complete the parable when we speak it, though. People usually just say the top part. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Well, what's the rest? Finish it. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understands, he will not answer. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There's more hope for a fool than for him. And this is, again, being immediate does not make you right. It just makes you first. And so it's hard in today's world, in United States especially, to hold back and to pause your words, slow things down. It is difficult. But when I talk like this, you assume that I have been giving this some thought, and I don't just say things. See what I'm doing there? That's really what we need to be doing a lot more of. He who delicately brings up his servant from a child will have him as a son in the end. That's an interesting translation of that. Other translations treat this like the if you spoil your servant, they'll end up replacing the prince, basically, or the children. But I mean, honestly, it's weird to interpret that as a good thing or a bad thing necessarily. But yeah, it's like, do you want this? I think that would be the the thing to question that part. And that's kind of the implication, is that he would not. But at the same time, maybe there were people that would. I don't know. Hard to say. Verse 22, an angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. A man's pride will bring him low, but honor will uphold the humble in spirit. Whoever is partner with a thief hates his own soul, but hears the oath. He hears the oath, but tells nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever puts his trust in the Lord will be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment comes from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. Ne'er the two shall meet. Awesome, everybody. Well, again, we're about to the end. Let me just finish this up, and then I'll take the logistics to the very end here, and then that way I can cut it off as necessary down the road. But just to tell you that we'll be here tomorrow. Be blessed by the best. Go be a blessing to all the rest and all that kind of stuff. All right, let's talk some logistics. So we are going to do a live broadcast on Saturday. That will be for Proverbs 31. It'll be a little bit longer, I think, probably. I'm setting aside an hour for it. It probably won't take a whole hour, but just to talk through things. And so I would love if you were able to join me for that. We'll be on multiple platforms with that. We'll not just be on YouTube. I'd love for you to attend in such a way that will allow you to participate in the chat. So if it means going on your phone instead of your TV or, you know, whatever it looks like, yeah, that'd be great. But either way, the thing is, I'll be kind of announcing then that there is a change coming to all this, obviously. So I think I've been seeking out God on this and my own heart and where I'm at right now, as much as I would love to go to a full year of doing this every day, it just doesn't feel right. Nothing about it feels right to me. And so I am going to go ahead and just take a pause and just make June a month where what I'm going to ask you to do is go through and kind of look at your favorites and maybe choose them by random or whatever. I want you to keep up with it, and I'm going to be doing the same. I'm going to be, you know, choosing a different translation each day and just going and playing through that episode again, so to review. That's what I'm planning on doing. But that's my hope, is that you'll do the same. So there's that. Also, QR code. Make sure you fill out the survey. That's going to be helpful for me. One of the projects that I'm working on is changing up how these work. Just looking at things from a slightly different perspective of being more commentary than study. And so more devotional, like the channel description says, So I'm looking at that as an option of trying it out for a while. It honestly will be more work in some regards and less work in others. I'm not sure how to describe that. So I think the episodes will end up being about the same length, if not longer. But one of the things that I'm looking for is just some feedback from y'all about kind of what things have resonated with you and that sort of thing. But also from music perspective, there's some ideas that I have too to make that interesting of the concept I have, and you can tell me if this is something that you like or not. The concept would be to have the commentary first and to do kind of here's the highlights and that sort of thing and that sort of thing. And then a second study or reading or commentary on something more New Testament based. And then at the end of that, have a time of music that's just kind of set aside as a reflection time where you can actually read through the rest of your text on your own. You're kind of just prompted to do that on a daily basis. I'm even looking at just having that kind of scrolling through on the screen. I mean, I'll be honest with you. From a legal standpoint, I'm not sure I should have been doing it this way this whole entire time. I'm not sure that's been okay. I obviously haven't had any nasty grams or anything like that, but yeah, who knows what the future is going to hold. The way I've been interpreting some of the ways that it's put together in some of the fair use kind of things, I'm not sure. It's kind of on that line of, is it commentary or am I, you know, just dictating? It's mostly commentary, but still, because I'm displaying it on the screen, is that, yeah, anyway. I'm getting into weirdness there that I probably don't need to get into with y'all, but I'm still trying to figure that part out. And if I might want to err on the side of safety as far as that goes and just, you know, keep it to a minimum. But if there's a way to justify just doing the text on the screen, I'll continue doing that. But that just FYI, that might be something I'm not able to do going forward with every translation. But ta-da! We got through it. All right. So anyway, I hope to see you live on Saturday. And in the meantime, between times and every time in between, do be blessed by the best and go be a blessing all the rest. Love you guys. See you tomorrow.